Message number 154. God the Father, one of most urgent messages to mankind. Tuesday, August 2, 2011 at 20:15. I come in the name of my Son Jesus Christ. I am God the Father and wish to communicate to the whole world. It is my intention to put a stay on the severity of the chastisement to give mankind a chance to open their hearts to the truth of my existence. They, my precious children, must know that I am a God firstly of mercy and then of justice. My mercy has been stretched to extraordinary limits. I will, because of the power of prayer, hold my hand back in mercy so that man can alleviate the hatred that is manifested in many souls throughout the world. Beware, my children, when I warn you that failure to stop sin from spreading will result in a chastisement that will destroy much of mankind. Such a chastisement will not have been witnessed since the days of the flood that destroyed the earth in the time of Noah. I will no longer allow you, my ungrateful children, to destroy those who have shown allegiance to me. Nor will I stand back and allow the one world order to contaminate my creation, my children, my earth. Heed now this one of the final warnings being given to mankind. Turn away now from the way of sin and you will be saved. Turn away from your blind devotion to the lure of Satan and his seductive charms, which attract you by means of love of oneself and of material wonders. Should you continue to desecrate this beautiful world created out of love for you in the way you do, it will not be there for you to inflict any further damage. I am the God of love, slow to anger, but my patience is running out. Those who continue to maim and destroy my children through war and control of the world's finances know that your days are numbered. Your chance of redemption now will be your last. Should you not respond appropriately during the great gift of mercy that is the warning, then you and your minions will be destroyed. My glory will be known to every man, woman, and child. Those who choose the path to my kingdom will have everlasting life. Those who do not will experience a darkness the like of which they could never imagine nor want. Followers of Satan who knowingly idolize his wickedness, hear now my promise. You, my lost children, will be offered the hand of love and peace once more during the warning. Grasp it, for it will be your lifeline back into the bosom of my love. Ignore my pleas and you will suffer for eternity, never to return to the fold of my cherished family. This now, my daughter, is one of the most important warnings to save your brothers and sisters from the torturous fires of eternal damnation. King of the Most High, God the Almighty Father, note, for those who do not understand the term, put a stay on the severity, this means hold back, postpone for the present.